Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Coleman reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Com reaches second base with a double. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 2 in the game. Cane bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Higgins moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer is walked intentionally. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Higgins scores. Hayes scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. Wurstler moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 10-1, Athletics. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seeds for the out. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Athletics. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-2 in the game. Cain strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingarna fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 11-2, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Wingarna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingarna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.